The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trending.
Google is going to start making their magic eraser photo editing available to everyone for free. It's like starting next month. It's an AI assistant.
I've never used it.
I haven't used it, but it looks awesome. Like
it's
the commercial
cool.
Itself is really slick.
Well, remind me what it does. Does it just take
So basically, like, let's say you take a picture at the beach and you're like, oh, this is so great. But then you realize there's a swimmer in the surf. This, like, you can magic, and now the swimmer's gone.
Oh, wow.
Photobombing is gone forever if you don't want him there.
Yeah.
The era of the photobomber is over.
I love photobombing.
Some people are really good at it.
Yes, they are. I don't get an
opportunity. You have to be aware that there's a camera happening, and then you just go,
It's so fun.
How
it's
cruel.
So good, though.
Yeah, it's
like,
so
he can't
fun.
Even be mad at him.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, so it's going to be free. I didn't know it was a charge, but okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's it can remove unwanted objects from pictures. And now anyone using Google Photos can use the feature. It's like photo unblur, which sharpens blurry photos, portrait light. It lets you change the lighting source on certain pictures. They're going to start being available for, public consumption.
So everyone's photo just going to be perfect now.
Yeah. Cause it used to only be available on Google Pixel phones, or you had to have a subscription.
Okay.
So
it's pretty cool tech though. I mean,
yeah,
this is unbelievable. Technology that we all have at our fingertips, that it used to have to be a photographer, you know?
And it's called Google what again? Google
Magic Eraser.
Magic Eraser.
Magic Eraser.
Okay.
Yeah. And you've seen the photos and they make you like want it so bad. He's like, need this.
I'm making notes.
Today's tax day. Take it
out. That is. Everybody got their taxes done?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
Hair on my chitty chin chin, but yes.
Yeah.
That is always so crazy when you realize you're like, oh, that's coming up faster than thought it would need to be. So the IRS is making it easier for some people. They released an update for, it's this thing called Direct File. It's a free tax filing program, and it allows people to like import previous year's information from the IRS in order to like make it easier for the, like, you couldn't do that before. Like, you had to start from scratch every year.
Basically, the government now is offering what you used to pay H&R Block to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's pretty easy to use some of these digital ways to do it. You got to think, though, that has been a way to somebody to hack. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mainstream thing now, we put all of our data.
I think so.
We go online and we.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty nutty.
But it's like they already have all your stuff. It's the weirdest thing that you got to.
That we, yeah, it's
they,
almost
you know,
like
a, got it is all weird. Your thing.
I know.
It's like the equivalent of like show your work on tests. You're like, I have the answer. They're like, you see that work.
That's
see
what
how
it,
you
it's,
got
it's
that.
Sort of like these online platforms being like, okay, here's all your stuff now. Do you want to cheat? Go ahead. And
we
then
have
now
it.
You're trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. There used to be a long line of people,
the post office.
Yeah.
We used to do live shots on tax day. You'd have one of the DJs from your radio station down at the post office downtown. I swear to God, interviewing people on the lines. I've done it.
Yeah. Like, how's it going?
Because it was a thing. It was like, opening day of the College World Series. Everyone's down at the post office trying to file their taxes.
Because it had to get stamped on that day.
Yeah,
so
by
that
midnight.
Was the thing. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the tensest car ride with my parents. Like, I just remember all of us in the car one year. And it was just, heading down there, you're like, couldn't we have stayed home?
As a kid, it was a memory of like, I don't want to grow up.
I know.
It seemed like one of the worst grow up things. They were always sort of mad and you were kind of aware that there was money. And
yeah,
it was like, everyone was mad at the government.
Yeah, they take a bite, don't they?
Oh, they do take a bite.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's tons of tax day specials going on.
There probably are.
Place.
There usually are. Okay. I mean, I wonder now with
Krispy Kreme jumps on anything and everything.
They're like, so, free donuts.
Yes, free donuts for you tax people.
Scotty, I don't even eat donuts and I'm fat. It's like, there's so much fat food out there that people eat that I don't eat and I'm fat. I mean, there's no room for any of this
stuff. What are you doing wrong?
Not exercising.
Yeah. A man's
it's the one thing, lack of movement.
Yeah, lack of movement's hard.
I try and make some smart decisions, but it's like my body is efficient of like, we'll make that fat work.
Can you do a squat down to, like, you can do a squat. Your legs aren't weak yet.
I mean, that's not so fat. That's not being fat.
You're like, my legs work.
I'm talking about belly fat.
I know, but it gets heavy is all I'm saying, you know. It's heavy.
Makes it harder for those legs
can
to work.
Can you do a squat?
I can do a squat. Well, I was on my knees all weekend, so.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Someone's been moonlighting. Hey, the economy's rough for everybody.
Tax day is tough. You want to make sure that you're getting.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, all weekend.
Cue the chapstick.
I know.
Scotty Scheffler, yeah, won the Masters.
Yes, won the Masters yesterday. Tiger made the cut, but man, I mean, he came in last.
He still did better than a lot of big name people who did not make the cut.
Yes.
So even though he was the worst of the guys that made it.
Oh, he was actually the worst of the guys.
He finished last.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean,
a ton of famous guys didn't even make the cut.
Yeah. So he was last.
So he got into
the
week. There were guys that it was their last day was Friday.
Yeah.
So he got to compete all day Saturday and Sunday. And it was brutal conditions. The wind slaughtered
the weather
everybody.
Was really nutty there.
And Scheffler was just perfect.
Yeah, he
it's
did a great
second
job.
Second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could only watch so much. You get so sick of those announcers. They had the sound screwed up, or at least on my TV. Usually what's all about the Masters is they turn up the ambient noise so you hear every bird farting.
Yeah.
You just you hear the sound. And then they really got to get their mics right. So those guys are just right in your ear.
Isn't it nice?
And they only talk when they need to. But they've changed it now. On some of the holes, they have young guys that are like podcasters.
Oh, gross.
They talk nonstop. And they ask each other questions. They name check each other nonstop. Hey, Cliff.
What? Oh, no.
What do you think of that last shot? I thought that shot was amazing, Steve. Like, they're name checking nonstop to get, you know,
recognition. Mm-hmm.
Hey, big party.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I guess.
So I would flip around, and unless I heard a English voice, you know, some kind of voice like that, you know that guy's going to be respectful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not, hey, Steve.
Hey, Jeff.
The funny Masters moment for us, and we should talk about this separately, is the fact that it forced my husband to understand and fix a technology problem. Like, he wanted to watch the Masters that bad.
Okay.
Really, and he couldn't get it?
We'll get into that next. That's funny.
Watching it on their app is still one of the best things. I don't know another sport that runs it. I mean, you can watch it all on the Masters app, and it's free.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't need your TV.
No, you don't.
Their app is perfect, and it puts up all the cameras, and you can click in between them, and then you can go to every player, and in real time, it has every stroke updated.
Okay.
So, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh,
oh, really?
Whoosh. You can watch all of Tiger's swings from Thursday on in like 5 minutes.
Ooh, I didn't know that. I don't know why I don't watch the Masters. I don't watch any golf on television. I think it's just because I fall
asleep. Well, you're on your knees all weekend.
Yeah, I was on my knees.
You're a working girl.
A working guy, Jeff. I'm not a gal. Not yet. I guess I can identify as a gal. Right,
you could have had the Masters on, you know, while you worked.
Oh, I was too busy listening to Jamaican music, some Bob Marley and stuff.
That's his happy place when he's on his knees.
Yeah, with some Marley going.
Get that Jamaican music on. I'm on my knees.
You bet.
Helps the medicine go down smooth.
What's it, medicine now? I call it gravy.
Oh my God. I thought you were gardening.
Stop.
I was. The gravy of the juice. The juice. That's the juice.
Oh, the tequila was flowing.
Yeah, all of it was flowing.
You're drinking and gardening.
Yeah. I don't know who else does that, but I do.
What's Martha Stewart's advice on drinking and gardening?
I don't
know. She's like, do it. Life's too short. Are you kidding me?
Because it's hard
Martha's
not
gotten
to,
all cool.
It's very common drinking and grilling.
Yes, yes.
But you do make grilling mistakes.
Yeah. And when you drink tequila and you're gardening, you tend to make mistakes as well.
Like that row wasn't as straight as it started out.
It takes longer.
Yeah, you would be like, did I plant the rutabagas where the tomatoes were?
Uh-huh. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I know.
In about 2 months.
How stupid. Jeez. Gardening. What has happened to me?
Gardening blackout drunk would be the funny one.
Blackout gardening.
You don't even remember.
And then you're ready for this.
You look out back and there's dirt piles. You're like, I don't know what's under it.
Two months later, you're like, wow, I was really, really leaning hard into cucumbers, I guess.
And then finally, I went in the house because I was doing it all in the sun. You know, it just beats you down after a while. Sat on the couch with the sweet Wylene to watch something. And next note, I'm waking up. This is probably at 7.
Uh-huh.
I'm waking up at like 10. Like, geez, I got to go to bed now. Don't garden and drink, people.
You need to do
blackout. Garden responsibly. Yes.
The Blackout Gardener podcast.
Yeah. Starts just normal, then I start.
Welcome back to the Blackout Gardener. Still trying to figure out what I planted last weekend.
Guess we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Whatever it is dormant still.
We're hoping they're tomatoes.
Yeah. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1, good morning. Just the latest from Shinedown. That beat.
You're still on the dance floor. I feel like I need to take a break and get some water.
I need to hydrate.
God, don't you miss those days where you would just dance so hard and then you just go get water instead of beer?
I hated it.
I was never a club kid.
It.
Really?
Never.
You danced?
No. It wouldn't even matter if it was a wedding. Just, you know, just a good, hard dance. And you go get water. You're sweaty.
Yeah, you used to be a wedding dancer.
Yeah.
Like the guy that wouldn't leave the dance floor.
Yeah, that's me.
God, I don't even want to see that.
God, I would just go at it like crazy and just, oh, my God, it was weird. And then that one time changed everything.
When you got to see it through somebody else's eyes and you saw the moment that she wanted to break up with you.
When I took off my shirt. On the dance floor?
Like, did you have my undershirt underneath?
No, I didn't. I took off my shirt on the dance floor as a white dress-up shirt. And I don't know why this happened. And then next thing I'm swinging it in the air like a lasso. And then I remember that moment of getting back, sitting down, and just her just staring at me like, this is so over.
She's like, so this is when the moment, I guess.
You had that mode where you used to take your shirt off a lot of times.
Yeah, remember we did it at that event.
We did a fundraiser.
That's the second time she saw that. Yeah.
Okay. So she realized that was like your go-to, and she's like, you know what? I can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you took it off at a wedding reception, and then wasn't there like an hour drive home?
Yeah.
The next day, and there was like a talk.
Yeah, it was the talk of bye, you know.
Let's revisit that.
Yeah, it was just...
What was the talk?
It was just not working talk, you know. It was just not working.
And you think it was taking the shirt off? She didn't
I think
it.
So, yeah. Because I do remember looking at her. And Jeff, you got to remember, it wasn't like there was a bunch of people on the dance floor. There's only like 3 people, and I was one of the 3. So I was
Let's look on the bright side. You were trying to keep the party going.
And I was wasted, of course.
If I, in your defense, I would have said to your girlfriend, read the label on the guy. Yeah, big party.
Exactly. Big party's here.
As advertised.
And then I smoked at that time, right? So I remember going outside and smoking and no one talking to me, including her.
Really? People weren't getting after it?
No. Well, they thought it was weird. They didn't understand what I did.
Because it was like an out-of-town wedding.
Yes, it was.
Which is the kind of out-of-town wedding is where you take your shirt off.
Yes, you do.
Because there's no traceability.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time to make friends. We got to speed things up. Yeah.
Got to get in,
that's what
get
I
out.
Did.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, that kind of ended the crazy dancing, I think. Yeah, and then you just reminded me about that charity event that we did. And for some reason, I took off my shirt and did again. And that was outside. Remember, it was so hot, and I'd done all that tequila drinking.
Yeah,
with the ex Husker guy, Lance or something.
Yeah, if people want to laugh at this.
Oh God,
we were auctioned off on a date
mm-hmm.
with the both of us.
Yeah,
Wasn't separate dates.
It was the both of us, yeah.
People could bid on a date with both of us. And there was some heavy hitters out there. Like, we went up, we had some Miss Nebraskas up there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got bid, but we got the highest bid.
Yes, we did. Bravo, baby.
Twofer.
Yeah. And it was all because my shirt went off.
Yeah, and so to up the ante, we were on the stage, and they were like, give it up for these two douchebags, and Hardy took his shirt off. I got behind the drums, was pretending to play drums.
Wow. We were overserved.
That price must have just been skyrocketing at that point.
We were crazy. Wild and crazy guys.
Wasn't there a former someone that had been on The Bachelor?
Oh, it was, yeah.
I mean, it was a female that had been on the back. Like, yeah. She was one of the contestants.
It was everyone and anyone. I mean, shirt off. I forgot you were playing the drums. People got so excited. Even Willie jumped up there and was, like, saying, you know, you get free time on the TV. And
Mark they're Boss like, that's like, what
free
sold
on
it.
The show.
I remember it was ridiculously hot. It was 100 degrees.
It was 100 degrees.
In the summer, I think everyone in the crowd had heat stroke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I just remember.
The bidding going on as long as it did.
And then Party took his shirt off, worked the crowd into an impossible lather. It was almost dangerous.
You guys, this is getting crazy.
All right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. Molly, what do you got?
Customers, after the pandemic, harder to please, and businesses are trying to figure out what to do.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.